This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Have you been here before?
Have you been in these? In the studio?
No, this is my first time.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bucket list.
Think?
Bucket
you
list
like it?
Moment.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very, very professional scene.
The suck bucket. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The suck bucket?
Yeah, suck bucket list moment.
Yeah. Is that, you know, you have a reverse bucket list, basically. Yeah.
Where there's you're like, these are the things yeah. I don't want. Like, for yeah. me, it's these like getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Get this pillow away.
Suck bucket
me.
List. It's big, falling from anything over, like, one story is on my suck bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Do not come back here. You didn't know. Yeah. You didn't know.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. Yeah. I mean, in my head, I pictured something nice.
Or we'll let you. We'll tell you next time, like when it's cool to come back. We're really getting our hands dirty here. We're really digging in. It's been a few months.
Yeah,
we're super
kind
involved
of a new home
in
for
the,
us.
Yeah. Why are the walls not painted?
You know. According to the people that work here, it's for sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, everything you ask, because they know that I'm not, like, I don't do that shit.
Why is the graffiti saying Jizz was here? What does that mean?
Well, it was. I mean, that's Jizz the thing.
Like, that was actually the county.
Came in
and wrote that.
Yeah.
No, you have to put up. It doesn't come up that much.
Like they have like a little certificate.
Like, please take that out. Go ahead and take that out.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, go ahead and take that out. So what we'll just have is a conversation about
Jizz
was here being written on the wall.
Uh huh.
Kumail saying something incredibly short. Like,
yeah.
Honestly,
halfway
five
getting it out.
Words.
Yeah.
I think a beep will just get the whole sentence.
A beep. Mm-hmm. What are you gonna do with the rest of the beep?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that
gonna
was
be
so
half a
short.
Beep. Take a half a beep.
The beep's gonna cover this.
Sometimes
can we shorten the beep, Rochelle?
Yeah.
Sometimes can we make it a beep?
Yeah. A half beep length of words can ruin your career forever.
Mm-hmm.
So please just, you know, beep. Use a couple beeps. Just make sure you get it all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
What if this episode was just a beep?
Just one long. I mean, I think with the strikes, it's the polite, it's the responsible thing to do.
That would
no
be
promo.
Honoring. Yes.
Yeah.
We need to set guardrails here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm no scab.
People have been coming in, press their nose against the door.
Trying to get in and
fog
promote.
Up the glass, trying to get here and promote
the project.
We get the back of a
they
broom.
Want it
get
so
out,
bad.
Get out of here.
They see the live mic, yeah. And they just they can smell
these
it.
Companies are struck.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about the past tense of strike being used against these companies.
Struck companies. Struck.
These companies are struck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. It doesn't flow from my mouth.
Comp struck. I don't. Why they shorten company to say comp?
Comp struck.
Yeah. These things are comp struck. I'm like, it sounds really weird when you say it fast. It sounds like you're saying something else. Jizz was here. Yeah. I just want to make it clear, I very much support every strike that's going on in the country.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you just like think some of the language around it could be maybe
solidarity.
Reworked. I mean, there's a writer's strike. Can we not use these writers to get some of the wording right?
Let's massage the terms. That's
let's
all
massage comp struck. Like, let's not. Yeah.
I don't know why we all went in on comp struck immediately.
I know.
Everyone was like, oh, yeah, you can't work for Disney. It's comp struck.
Yeah.
What? I think, just there are ways to present your case to the American public that don't involve off-putting terminology.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a huge portion of it is the messaging to get public support. It's and all, when you're yeah. a school teacher in Iowa hearing that, like, you know, the comp structs are coming for us, you know, mm-hmm. like that's not going to resonate yeah, in the way that we need it to. People are saying that
comp structs will not replace us, this kind of stuff.
Yes.
It just feels, you know, not a best foot forward, but yeah. now we're all in. Hashtag Fran Drescher.
Mm-hmm. We love Fran. We're supportive of everything the strike is doing. And also, I sort of feel like there has to be a way to, like, capitalize on this personally in some way.
Can I say something about Fran?
Sure.
As we talk about this language, I don't think she should be calling herself the LAFD.
Oh, okay.
I think that's going to become confusing.
Because people will be like, call the LAFD, my house is on fire.
Yes.
And instead you suddenly have the nanny showing up.
Well, that's what she's saying, though, is like, as actors, you know, our collective house is on fire and the LAFD is here.
And that
to
she,
save
because
us.
Of the strike, that she took emergency powers to take 911, basically. I don't know if that...
Actually, on the
that
way here, I saw
damaging.
Her.
Yeah.
There was a Starbucks on fire, and I saw her with a hose outside, and I finally understood what was going on.
Yeah.
She's still, by the way, doing that speech. She's still... That speech has not stopped. That she...
Wow.
She's been...
So the jig is currently up.
Yeah. And a remarkably small amount of repetition. It's all new talking points.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's just got new asks that I think are very, very reasonable, you know?
Oh, really? What are some of the new things that she wanted? Because
she says that what would really help the Screen Actors Guild is if she was CEO of Disney. That's what she's asking for.
Wow.
I like it.
Yeah, having somebody who's been on both sides
no
of
other
it,
changes,
maybe they
huh?
could see.
What are the two sides?
The
what two
sides
has she been on? Just
She has been in SAG as a performer, as an artist.
Yes.
And then for her to take on the role of executive inside one of those companies, she would have possibly more sympathy for the plight of creatives
like us. But so far, right. Not that she's already been on both sides, but it would be good for her, someone like that, to be on both sides.
Yeah.
Well,
it's Beautician and the Beast. I mean, this is really the credit that is informing mm-hmm. the work right now. Everyone is like, oh, the nanny. It's like... No, it was when she had to go into whatever that country was. The guy was being crazy.
Yeah.
Like, was it? And then she had to cut his hair so good that he like started to run the government in a normal way.
Was it James Bond? Was it a James Bond that was the... Was it Timothy Dalton?
I believe it was Prince Brosnan.
It was Prince Brosnan, a different James Bond.
Yeah.
Well, right now she's not Beautician and the Beast. She's Beautician / the Beast because she's performing both activities.
Yes, she's going beast mode. Yeah. Yes.
She goes beast mode and then Beautician mode.
Yeah. And I people focus on the nanny, and I don't think it's fair, and I don't want to bring it up every week, but she is obviously in the movie Jack, and they do talk about her rear end in the movie, you know, and they're sort of checking her
they
out.
They do?
I think someone says something like she's... she's got an ass you can crack walnuts with or something like that, you know, like to Jack, who is a 10-year-old boy but has the body of Robin Williams.
No,
he looks much older.
Yeah.
So the person who said that probably thought, we can assume, thought Jack was like a grown adult. He looks like insanely old.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say insanely old. He just looks the age.
For a 10-year-old?
For a 10-year-old, I would
it's
say
insane.
Old.
It wouldn't be worth making a movie about if it wasn't insane.
He's a 10-year-old who looks 13 years old. Mm. Not quite as strong a premise. I thought one of the SAG demands that we all watch all of her filmography.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was a bit excessive, but I'm working my way through. I'm season 7 of The Nanny right now.
Mm-hmm.
Again, very little repetition in plots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every week a new thing.
Yeah.
Brightens up to something.
It's kind of affecting the negotiations in a way, because it's like,
Brighton
really,
went off.
This is really what we've
What?
It's season 7. Brighton went off. He snapped on us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, he's learned a lot for 6 seasons, and now he's showing us what he's learned. I like it.
Sorry, Hayes. You were talking.
I was about to do promo, then I checked myself.
Uh-huh.
No promo. We're on straight. No writing. No acting.
No.
But I do want to get to the heart of, like, how can we take advantage of the fact that no one else is
working.
Is working and writing.
Well, all
and
the
acting.
Trucks are available and stuff.
We can do like DoorDash deliveries
and
or something.
The studios are gasping for it.
And God damn, oh yeah,
they are so damn thirsty.
They are thirsty.
They'll take whatever.
Yeah.
And as someone who has been described as mediocrity, the guy.
Yeah.
How can I take advantage of this moment where all of these talented people are not allowed to
They're totally distracted doing other stuff.
Yeah. And I go in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we make a movies TV.
No.
What can how but I gotta get in here.
Come on.
But there's gotta be something. There's gotta be something that's not a movie and not TV. But is still a form of filmed entertainment.
How about Camille?
Yeah.
Cutscenes.
Just video game cutscenes.
We make big ass cutscenes.
Dude, the cutscenes can be movie length.
Yes.
You know?
But they're cutscenes, so they're okay to do.
Cutscenes.
And at any time. And when the freaking pencil police come in and are like, hey, what are you guys doing? We just pick up the controller.
Yeah.
And we're like,
oh, I'm sorry.
Just making a cutscene.
What are you doing?
Because you know what cutscenes have is people holding video game controllers. Mm-hmm. Every cutscene has it.
The actors, of course, as you're directing, producing, even writing the movie, you kind of need to have the controller.
Well, you're going to want to stay connected to the final. Yeah. I mean, when you're making a movie, you're watching it on a screen usually. So that's like you want to be the audience and the sort of creative.
You want to recreate the experience of the people watching so you know it's working. So when you're directing a cutscene,
you hold the video game controller right now. You hold the controller.
But when we exhibit it, we will have to, I think for it to be a real cutscene, we'll have to show it, obviously give the whole audience a controller, and give any of them the option to hit triangle to end the entire movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just really have to hope.
Right.
So, can you please?
This is not a movie. We're not scabs. This is a cutscene.
This is a cutscene. You can tell because you could just hit triangle if you want. But please don't do that
because then no one else will get to see the movie.
Yeah.
And we got some really big actors because everyone was available.
I have to stop calling it a movie.
It's not a movie.
We have to stop calling it a movie. It is a cutscene.
As we were saying, words are very important.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh my God.
You own the meanings of words and you own the truth.
I mean, yes.
Please bleep that.
Oh, God.
Go ahead and bleep that right now. I think this cutscene idea is pretty good because I'm a big gamer, you know? I play games.
Oh, is that one of your...
It's one of my
things.
Yeah. So I understand like what makes...
You're well positioned here.
I know what makes a good cutscene, what makes a bad cutscene. You know, we make a nice... 2-hour cutscene.
Because these are getting so long.
The
cutscenes are getting...
Yeah.
Do the cutscenes ever have cuts inside the scene?
Yeah. I mean, editing inside the scenes?
Yeah.
Almost definitely.
Okay. Yeah. That's going to really help us because...
Because we don't want to do a one-er. One-er. Two-hour one-er.
I'd rather not have a 2-hour one-er.
Well, I have,
you know,
because
I
another...
would like it to be movie length, although I have to stop calling it a movie.
It's not
such a bad habit.
Yeah. Just why don't you say the length of time it needs to be and not compare it to the thing that we're not allowed to make right now?
Absolutely.
Importance of words. The other thing that I know is a requirement for a movie is, I mean, everybody knows this, is the title of the movie has to show up somewhere in the movie. That's why in Apocalypse Now, the movie about the big war, they actually have it graffitied, much like Jizz was here. They have it graffitied in a wall at one point because he didn't want opening credits. So I think technically we can make a movie as long as the title of the movie never shows up during the movie.
Okay. Because
then it's not technically a movie, and so it's not protected under SAG or WGA.
And no one says it? Or it can
no
show,
one says it,
can
it and
show
you can't
up.
See
we
it.
Can have kinda people like interrupt. Oops.
Oh,
like we
okay.
could like there's some sort of pulp and then we
mm-hmm.
go to then it's okay mm-hmm. to do just make sure okay. nobody says the name of the movie or that it's written anywhere
and we could even use Pulp Fiction or whatever, or even mm-hmm. like do that, because people would be like, well, that's already a movie. And we'd be like, well, this isn't a movie.
This isn't a movie. This is like, this is a cutscene where they're talking about Pulp Fiction.
What are you talking about?
And be like, hey, you see all those wild hogs over there? And I go like, well, this isn't the movie Wild Hog. We know
I mean, look you're holding a controller. How could it be Wild Hog? Yeah, if you can hit triangle to skip this whole cutscene.
We might be able to get all four wild hogs. Cutscene.
You know how during some of the cutscenes you have a little bit of first person perspective mobility?
Sometimes
that total 360 ability to turn, but you can just do a little like, look up just a tiny bit, look down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Look right. Now, of course, if everyone has the ability to control that in the audience, we'll have to come to sort of an agreement on that.
I think what we can do is if we have like a couple hundred people in an audience, you know, because we're going to get at least that.
It's only movie.
Because there's no movie out right now.
No. Hey, now I've got you doing
it. It's the only cutscene.
It's the only cutscene that you can watch.
It's the only cutscene that people can like go to a premiere of.
It's the only movie length cutscene airing in the theaters.
It's the only. Yeah. Don't say the M word.
Yeah.
We can just pre-decide the up, down, where to look. And so many people are holding controllers. They'll just assume someone is doing it.
And
there'll be like one person who actually is doing it. I'm controlling the cutscene. Yeah.
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 Okay.
If it's just moving around all the time, like that would be good.
Yeah.
Just at the angle. Keeps like tilting around in a way that sort of makes you nauseous.
And what are people going to be like upset? There's nothing
else. What's okay, we'll what's go watch the, something
yeah,
else
go,
then.
Yeah, go watch the Oops. Nothing else that's out right
you know
now.
What I mean? Yeah, go see a different movie.
It's go see a movie, not a different
movie. Go see a movie instead of a cutscene.
Yeah. Yeah. Go see a movie instead of this.
Awesome.
Instead of this cutscene.
Is this Fight Haver? I mean, like.
We went down the road of. Look, I mean, like, obviously the timing of the strike sucks. Like I'm happy that we're doing, but we were all about to do some big stuff. Yeah. I know you're always doing shit.
Yeah,
you're like really, and don't promote anything. But
some huge projects.
Yeah,
and they're all obviously gone now because they're movies and not cutscenes.
Yeah,
we were gonna do a couple. We had a TV thing that was gonna be like, you remember the show Luck?
Oh, about horses?
Yeah. We were going to kill the horses. It was really about the track.
Yeah.
But we were doing it.
About people mostly who all survived the entire production. Did not see a single story about that.
Yes. Yeah. No, all not the people one, were.
Of course, we hear about the seven horses that died.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. But that's the normal amount of horses to die during the length of time that the thing was filming. Once upon a time in the West.
I mean, 37 horses died during the filming of.
They were shooting them out of the camera.
It was a very typical number of horses to explode.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a version of it that I think was improved. We were in pre-production on it. We had lost more horses than the
original version of
Luck, but we were figuring that out. You know, they don't report on it
I mean, that's very ambitious that just in prep, you'd lost more horses already than Luck had over the course of the entire season.
We didn't know, you know, I think the people on Luck had more experience with horses. We didn't really know like what they need. I would guess
food, sleep, and water.
Okay, we could have used you because...
Oh, on the metal shoes. So what was the cause of death of... some of these guys.
It was pretty wide ranging.
How much time you got?
For a lot of them, I think what we found was they cover this up pretty well in the previous incarnation of Luck, but Dusty took care of a lot of them himself.
He did.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, how would he take care of?
Garrot.
They don't like being hugged. And then what happens with him is like when you tell him not to hug you, that's only going to make him hug harder.
Right.
Yeah. And so.
So it was basically.
So it was like a garrotting of
people
like.
People don't know. Anytime.
It was like a guillotine hold. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Horses are allergic to human touch. Anytime in a movie you've seen someone like pat a horse, just know that that was the last take that horse did.
Mm-hmm. Well, or it's like that's not a human hand that you're seeing.
a lot of times they will use fake dummy
hands. They'll shove like a rabbit into a glove. And so that's why it's usually a glove that's like wiggling around or something. Horses like rabbits, I guess.
They'll spray paint the rabbit the color of the person's face, but not the color of the person's other hand. So it's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah. And so often when you watch people pet a horse, you go, well, they weren't wearing an oven mitt earlier in the scene.
Yeah,
like, why is it being petted by a wriggling oven mitt?
Yeah.
But it's like they've just dropped like a couple baby rabbits.
It's a rabbit with an oven mitt on it.
Yeah.
Just they don't want to kill the horses.
No, which, I mean, you'd I mean, rather yeah. not. Yeah. And we never intended to, you know, but we did want to bring Dusty back.
Yeah, because Dusty took care of 7 horses pretty much right off the rip. But mm-hmm. then he's like, basically settled down.
Got it out of his system, yeah.
So it suggests that show could have actually moved forward without incident.
Well, he said, they don't bother me, I don't bother them. Yes. Like, it's just sort of had established this...
dominance?
I guess.
Oh, wow.
But that was okay, but then we did hit the point where, like, a lot of the horse experts had quit because... Mm-hmm. They had just watched us and strangle 7 horses.
Yeah.
And so then we kind of were left like fending for ourselves in terms of like what they eat, which, you know, you just like, what do you think a horse eats?
Apples.
God, I wish you were there. I wish you had been there. Fuck, man. Yeah. It's right in front of me.
The other thing, the issue with horses is if you give them enough food, they will eat until they are no more.
Oh,
you
wow.
gotta take the food okay. away from yeah. horses.
Well, then that's yeah. probably good. We had so much hay just for other like aspects of the production.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like now I'm feeling better about the fact that the horses right. didn't get any of it.
I know that because
we had this
my brother
Rumpelstiltskin sea story.
Yeah. Sea story of Rumpelstiltskin.
Yeah. We had brought yeah, in a lot kind of
which is
a
what
lot
was
of really organic.
What you were trying to spin out of your entire project yeah. was gold out of the uh-huh. the yeah. hay that you had.
It just sucks because then like Sagstruck comes all of a sudden, we can't kill any more horses.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't the main point, but we can't film the show. Yeah. You know?
I know the horse thing because my brother, when he was a kid, would eat until he threw up every time. So you had to actively take food away from him. And his nickname was Horse Nanjiani. Mm. That's what we called him.
Holy shit.
I was one of the big projects I was going to do was a biography of my brother.
Wow.
It had just been greenlit right wow. before the WGA
that
called
is
them.
So cool.
Yeah, I was going to I was going
to honor Horse Nanjiani like
yeah,
that.
I was going to play him.
You would play horse as a child.
Yeah, I was going to play horse as a child up through current life.
And wow.
He's got a fascinating, fascinating story.
That's wow. crazy.
The studios must have been
salivating.
Doing cartwheels.
Yeah.
Oh we had
You're like, here's me and my wife. We did that one. Now I'm doing my brother.
We
now.
Did that. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
We did one about me and my wife. And then we were going to do the one about Horace, my brother, which mm-hmm. was the name of the movie was Horace, My Brother.
Yeah.
But wow. I am not a character in it because otherwise.
No punctuation.
Who plays
yeah,
Horace,
who
My
would
Brother?
Play yeah. you?
People thought it was a command instead of like Horse. This is my brother.
Can someone horse,
horse
my brother?
Like, go yeah. ahead and horse my brother.
Yeah. I might as well horse my brother at this point.
But any movie with punctuation in the title is not going to do well. Master and Commander
people
Colin.
People give up.
Yeah. yeah. I read a comma, I'm like, I'm out. I'm gonna go. Yeah, I'm just gonna go home and watch Luck again. Yeah, so we had $145 million budget.
For food.
All the food. He's
yeah,
gonna eat
just
all that
how
food.
Much food he has to eat every
well, it's
time.
It's me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm playing him.
Right.
And I a know. Lot of that was gonna be in the eventual legal fees when he sues us. So we had to have a big pot ready for all mm-hmm. the lawyers.
He denies that his name was Horace. He denies that he ate till he threw up. He denies that you are brothers.
What did you say?
I'm just saying like all the legal fees stack up because the gentleman in question denies basically everything that you're saying.
Yeah, he says this is completely made up. I did not give you permission. Where did you get my driver's license? Why do you have it? That's the poster of the film. At least black out my address. I mean, there were a bunch of issues that we had anticipated. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had a great cast. Emily Blunt was playing our mom. And
Who's playing you?
She's a dream.
I'm not a character in it.
No, he's not in it. He can't be in it. Who could play him? Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to have to sue
He's
the
playing
production.
Horse.
Right.
I'm playing horse.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to have to sue the production.
That gets sticky.
In this version, I am horse, only child. Mother's Emily Blunt, single mom, even though, you know, in real life, my parents are still together and love each other. But, but in this movie, no. And people are like, why is your mom played by someone who looks significantly younger than you? But it's, you know, poetic license.
No, it's really cool.
It was going to be Disney.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Disney was doing Horse My Brother.
Wow.
And it was one of their big releases, you know. They were going to, like, between Avatar 3 and 4, this was going to be their biggest one.
Interesting, because, you know, there's... People be like, well, Warner Brothers, like they love brothers. They're obsessed with it. It's in the name.
Yeah, we took it to them.
Yeah. And Disney people don't that it's the longer version, it's called Disney Brothers as well. They're all like brothers.
Yeah, Paramount
all
brothers. Yeah,
Universal Brothers.
Yeah.
A24 Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rat Pack Dune Sony brothers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Braun Brothers.
Braun Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah,
all yeah, they're all different. It's brothers used to run this business. Yeah.
No, it's true. Well, there's two of you or sometimes more, and so it's just like a lot of power bringing into a meeting. If you're up against just one person,
We know everything about each other. You know nothing about us.
Yeah, we grew up together. We shower together and stuff.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys put together their wish list for the new HeadGum Studio on the Pro version. Sean talks to writer Brotee Gupta about the movie Barton Fink on subtitles on, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the free video of today's episode with Kumail at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years
in
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them, and this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Speaking of,
yeah, speaking showering, of showering together, yeah.
Fight Haver, Fast Drive. This is a game that you remember we made together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2011 or whatever it was.
Yeah. And you had helped so much by recording a lot of the dialogue for it. And
to this day, the thing I'm most proud of is Fast,
Feist Fast Drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
you say that. But Feist did do some music for it.
Extremely difficult to work. I think it was before a lot of career stuff kind of gave you some
the
peace,
freedom to take risks, I think you were so concerned with like establishing a brand and it wasn't necessarily comfortable for you to do some of the more unique avant-garde conceptual stuff we were talking about. Martial arts moves, and also like you were, you know, in the scenes we discussed, you were taking showers, you know.
That was the part I didn't understand. I was like, is he sweating from fighting so much? Is that it shouldn't be focused more on the fights than on the showers that he used to take after the fights? But you guys also insisted that he shower before the fights. And I didn't understand why he needs to shower before the fights. Like,
but do you hear that? Like, this is like, do you want that version of yourself like to come back, really?
No,
like,
I'm just,
what was all this work for?
No,
if we're doing this again, because at the time it was like, oh my god.
I mean, I said it's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Yeah, at the time I was annoyed. Yeah.
I just don't understand why the whole game seems to just be a series of showers.
Well, no, you said
make a shampoo noise. I don't know what that is. Generally, in my life,
we had to cut what you ended up doing.
Yeah.
So that didn't even end up in the episode.
Well, because I don't, in my real life, make a shampoo noise.
Well, yes, you do.
Yeah. And I guess, to be fair, most of, I was going to say, lots of performers don't just like put their real life like up on screen over and over again. But as you're describing, that is
the brother movie.
I'd already done the time that my wife was in a coma. I was doing the movie about my brother eating so much he throws up every time, and the movie about very personal showers.
Everyone's got a medical affliction, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a miracle that we're walking around feeling fine, because so much can go wrong. But
I read for the doctor in Horse My Brother.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw my tape.
It didn't make it to me.
Yeah,
yeah. We decided to stunt it.
Yeah,
yeah. Because you know that part. It was sort of the one that everyone in town was going out for. You know, anytime I'd run into someone like, oh, Paul Scheer, yeah, you're reading for the doctor. Oh, yeah, I'll tell them that, you know, you're good at...
You'll put a word in.
Can I just,
or
not to note it, just like, you said it didn't make it to me so fast.
I mean, it didn't make it to me.
I know, but usually there's like an in-between, like, oh, you submitted? I didn't even know. You should have reached out,
yeah.
You know? Just the instant it didn't make it to
me. It seems like it not making it to you was a decision that you made prior and remember
and that you
asking
know
for.
That yeah. it's right in the front of your mind yeah. that a submission did happen.
I'll admit, I had a kill list going into this project. I had a blacklist. I said, if these people send in tapes, please just, I don't want to see them. I don't remember if you were on it.
Yeah.
But
how would you?
But I would have, if I thought of it, I would have put you on it. Just because I don't want your talented, you know, sort of, overtake everything.
Good yeah. combo.
Draw focus. You're
underplaying Horse, your brother.
Yeah. I'm really finding sort of the heart of him, and then you're, you know, juggling and all that kind of stuff.
I played him. Strange. I played him weird, I had him doing some really big stuff.
Subdued, muting.
Yeah,
it's
throwing up.
It's very much an awards movie we're making.
Yeah,
so it's very subtle.
Yeah,
it's more about people's thoughts than the things they're doing or saying or showering.
Can you just put in a not there? Just say an awards, very much an awards movie that we're not making. Just for.
That we're not making. We are not making anymore. Yeah. It's obviously, it's been pushed, you know. But I think that they say it'll be one of the first things back on the docket soon as we, you know, get what we rightfully deserve.
Or do we cutscene it?
Could it be a cutscene? Horse, my brother, the cutscene.
Some of these cutscenes have an interactive piece, right? Mm-hmm. Where like during the cutscene, you can have the character do things. You press square to throw up.
Press
square to throw up. That's right. And also, my
you know, my brother's got all this legal team lined up to take on a movie adaptation, a cutscene adaptation.
Cutscene, a little more freedom there.
Completely throw them off.
Cutscenes are the Wild West right now, man.
Yeah, you just do get out there. Whatever you want.
Press square to throw up, you know?
Yeah,
press
square. That could keep people from pressing triangle for at least another.
Yeah, if they're bored, at least they'll press square first. Let's see, dude, throw up.
If you tell someone square to throw up, triangle to skip, they're definitely hitting square before triangle. That's right.
Who'd you end up getting for the doctor?
We got Jason Mantzoukas.
Oh my god. Yeah. Stunt city.
Yeah, we wanted to stunt it, so we got Jason Mantzoukas. And he didn't read for it. He doesn't know, but he's really, I think he's going to be really good once he finds out.
That can sometimes be the key to getting some of these roles, is not reading, not submitting, not knowing that you got it.
This is a loophole in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. You can attach anybody to anything, mm-hmm. and they don't have to like say yes. Mm-hmm. So you can go into a pitch and be like, all right, for this movie I got Emily Blunt. That's why we have Emily Blunt.
Way.
It's
okay.
The same strategy.
Yes.
She doesn't know about it mm-hmm. yet. You could just be like, I have, you know, I got Brad Pitt, I got Greta Gerwig, and I got Noah Baumbach in this movie as actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
the big three.
And Peyton Manning, you know, you could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I just, you know, yeah. Just
that's not, I mean, is that, I don't mean to, that's how Flock of Dudes happened, right?
Yeah.
You had no idea.
I didn't know. They actually Bowfinger style just ran behind me and shot me while I was just like, you know, eating pizza with my wife and stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you notice in that movie, that's how everyone's in that movie.
No, I know. Nobody I remember the knew. Movie being just a series of attachments.
Yeah, they attached a lot of people.
And it was really just what they were doing was a documentary crew was following different people that they wanted to attach, and they just go like, this is who stars in the movie, and they kind of tried to stitch it together.
Hannibal still doesn't know he's in that movie.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, but that's part of the brilliance of the performance, and I feel like the fact that so sometimes natural. You guys ended up interacting with each other was like such a boon.
It was really exciting when you could get two people talking to each other.
Yeah,
I think that's sort of the strength of Flock of Dudes is getting two people talking to each other who didn't know they were shooting a movie. And the only person who was actually attached to it, who signed on, was Brett Gelman. He really wanted to be in that
he
movie.
Was, yeah, he was the only one. I remember him being very fired up about it.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Well, we can't promote it.
No.
No, okay, no. But do we make it a cutscene?
So
I mean, how do we make it a cutscene?
What was your favorite? What were some of your favorite things in Flock of Dudes?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Well, I really thought the beer was a character, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just love when,
fucking
like...
Fucking lucky guess, man.
When the beer felt like its own character to me.
And I thought really the hijinks were sort of the star of that movie, really.
Beer
and all the hijinks.
Well, some of the Bird Dog and Chicks was
good.
Know, of course, like, there's a time in your life when your friends are really your family.
Yeah.
And it doesn't always get captured on screen, especially when people don't know they're in the movie.
Yeah.
And I recall feeling like not only do they not know they're in a movie, I don't know I'm watching a movie,
because
I feel like it's just me and my buddies hanging out in the theater,
having a
couple beers
for 4 hours. I felt it could have used an edit.
Yeah, well, but that's
they had
you know,
a vision.
That's how
one
cutscenes were back then.
Missing, not to like note it to death, but I wondered if they should be trying to tag each other.
Oh.
Yeah!
Wow!
And then I feel like that got wasn't Hannibal? Didn't he get like? Wasn't he tagging people?
Hannibal tagged the shit out of some fuckers, man.
Yeah.
Hannibal would tag your ass.
It
like you did
like
not
want to
tangle with.
No,
Hannibal tag wise.
Yeah,
it sounds like I haven't seen it. So people are tagging each other in Flock of Dudes.
Well, I mean, there's some tagging going on, but it's not the star of the movie, I would say.
So there's some.
There's
but,
a little bit.
Okay.
Hannibal's character's name in the movie is Pussy Pop.
So he's tagging somebody.
You could check that in IMDb.
Yeah, so his name's Pussy Pop.
Yeah.
All okay, right, I just meant like playing tag. I don't mean like...
No.
The movie may have been a little bit stronger, and obviously there were positive elements, but that I've seen other movies with Hannibal where he is tagging his friends.
Like tagging as in the game of tag.
And that
not tagging and bagging.
And that was missing possibly from Flock, or a missed opportunity for Flock of Dudes for him to tag some people.
Right. We definitely, what we need is that movie to be longer.
Could have added some tag scenes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have to reiterate, I did not know I was in this movie. Right. So I was never in a position to give notes.
To implement any notes.
No.
I'm not. Well, that's why I'm comfortable talking. You know, I don't feel like I'm criticizing your work. I'm just evaluating something that I enjoyed, but that, is there anything wrong with having a little Christmas wish list about what could have been in Flock of Dudes?
Yeah.
No, dear Santa, thanks for Flock of Dudes. Maybe next year. Yeah. A couple tag scenes.
Just thinking about next steps with some of the projects we've been talking about, I'm sort of feeling like it is cutscenes. Like, obviously, we have some like a window here. We have a real opportunity. Yeah. I do feel like this is going to potentially take forever, and that we need this thing to go along.
Yeah,
we need this strike to like, because as soon as shit is like going again,
that we're gonna lose everybody to.
We end up on the bottom of the pile.
I worry people are gonna not want to show up to the theater to hold a controller and watch a cutscene.
I think they're gonna prefer to just eat popcorn or something during the screening rather than hold a controller.
How about a controller that has popcorn on it?
Help me out. What do you mean? Design wise.
I'd like to picture it, but
well, there's a couple of different ways to go. One way, the obvious way, which I know what we're all thinking, is you put sticky butter on it and stick it to the controller. So that you're picking it up.
Sticky butter.
I almost said sticky butter at the same time as you. Yeah. We were all picturing that.
Yeah. Obviously.
And that's cornstarch. Like, how do you get it, like, really sticky?
Glue, which is made from, glue. You know, you guys have probably a supply of glue from all the horses you've killed in the prep.
That's right. Yeah. Horse blood is glue. Like, that's, like, what they don't really explain.
That's so smart. We did hang on to the horses, but we have really been trying to figure
it
out.
It is going
to
be tough.
What to do with these things.
People will be like, oh, this popcorn tastes like horse's blood. What is that about?
You're telling on yourself.
The other version is you just sort of like a basket at the front of a bicycle. You just attach a little basket to the controller. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The slats or a bicycle basket are so big. The popcorn is going to fall out.
Yeah.
No,
and
we're not.
You don't want to have a bell, right? Because
I don't think. No, I forget I mentioned the bicycle.
Okay.
This is really not like a bicycle in any way, except the bicycles have baskets and our controller can also have a basket.
It'd be hard to forget it. But
that's really all. There's no wheels. We don't need a bell. Because then people are just going to be dinging all through our cutscenes.
Well, they're going to go out and start delivering papers.
And so the movie's outside is what you're picturing?
Huh?
The movie's
in the street.
Is it like at a city bike?
You mean the cutscene?
Stand or?
Sorry, yes.
We're not shooting
the
movies.
The cutscene is outside.
That's some of it. For me, I think we're going to shoot it. I mean, the thing is, as you mentioned, all the studio space is available. Mm. You know, we could go anywhere. They aren't giving any permits, so you could right now shoot down any street you want. Sunset, La Cienega, Pico, you know.
Oh, the dream.
God,
if we could get Sunset at La Cienega.
If I can get a camera on a bike basket on Pico.
Okay, it's not really. Forget I mentioned the bicycle thing. But I'm saying what I'm saying is we can have people enjoy a cutscene with the experience of enjoying a movie, which this isn't, with popcorn. So I'm saying there's a way to do that. So we're not really missing out very much.
How would we do it?
There's a couple of different options. I think the other thing that I should bring up, I don't want to be the guy who's poo-pooing this and, you know, I'm in board with this.
Okay.
Cutscenes usually are preceded and
proceeded, preceded and preceded by
succeeded,
succeeded by actual gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So, I guess we could just put any game before and after.
Well, yeah. This is actually something that had occurred to me too. Is like
it had.
Yeah, that I don't really want to go through the ugly business of making a game
again.
Because it was such a painful process last time.
I'm much easier to deal with now than I was back then.
Yeah, I just remember it being like so pissed off making for me. Like, I have this vivid memory of being like the most pissed off I've ever been in my life.
And what was it that pissed you off? Because you really didn't.
This kind of like this tone where it's like, you don't know what I'm mad about, where it's like, what? Like,
I mean,
are you pissed? And it's like, because it's what you're doing because of the way you're acting.
And what was I mean,
it was everything was like all these questions about like, wait, why am I doing this? Like, why? Like, it's the shower thing. It's all of it.
It's the shower. I thought, and again, one of the things I'm most proud of in my career is Fight Havre Fast Drive. But I felt that the focus was all over the place because this shower is going on. Why is driving fast part of a fight having situation? Is he using the car to drive to or from the fights?
He's late for the fight. Fight is starting,
right? And so he has to drive fast to get to, because these are pre-scheduled fights he's getting into.
Yeah.
Okay. So they've like decided.
Lot of it is like he slept through his alarm. Uh-huh. He's not going to not shower before a fight.
No, he got to shower before a fight.
And then like, yeah, and then he's going, you know, he's showering and then, you know, get in the car.
And this whole, like, cutscene needs to have a video game before. Like, it's a little bit of 2011 Kumail to me coming out. Just allergic to success.
But I don't mind if there's, like, just, like, what would you say, 15, 16 minutes of somebody just playing Candy Crush. And then, all of a sudden, the cutscene starts.
Yeah.
And then after that, you just bookend it with, you could do Candy Crush again.
And we should make them, they get to a certain level so that they can see the cutscene, but it should really be that they fail at Candy Crush and then they have to buy like a few more gems so they can keep like put a DLC in.
Well, maybe it's like buy gems or watch the cutscene.
Like a freemium model.
Except
where you pay to go in.
Now you pay to watch the cutscene.
It's freemium, except you pay for everything.
I wouldn't mind selling some gems. Paymium.
Yes, paymium model. Yes,
standard paymium model. So basically, pay me. So do we need to? And I'm just trying to wrap. Pay me. I'm just trying to. Because that's pay me. Not struck. That's not struck.
It's not
come
struck.
On,
yeah.
No.
You could do it. That's not a
but we want it because they're doing more of the video game. It's a movie. They just did freaking Special Mariano, and they did the guy's Sonic Air, which like this movie killed more people than
Sonic Air.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Sonic
killed more people than all wars combined. We've talked about this on the show.
The deadliest movie ever released.
I was shocked they did a sequel. And now they're doing a TV show and another sequel.
Yeah,
I know.
Just go ahead, kill more people.
Well, it's just like the one thing we know that the movie has done is kill people. Yes. I would think we could do something else with the money that we're investing in it, unless that was the point, in which case, like,
that's why I didn't watch it, because it was killing people, and Ben Schwartz is in it.
It's I didn't watch Ring, it because I was scared, yeah.
It's
yeah.
The Ring cassette tape on a much shorter timeline.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
Why wait?
Why wait?
7 whole days.
Go watch and die, you fucks. You like, you,
I'm
you
curious
miss
to
your
see,
childhood?
I'm curious to see how they'll kill people with the TV series. Like, because that... generally you think you enjoy it in your home, but maybe they're gonna be some like group viewing party experience.
Yeah,
because it's just, I know how the movie killed the most people of any movie ever, but I don't really know how the TV show is going to do that. And I'm
I'd be lying if I said I wasn't intrigued.
Yeah.
I would love to see the TV show if it wasn't about Sonic and stuff.
Right.
I just, you know.
That was right. Not the part.
More of a Super Mariano guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Special Mariano, I think.
Yeah, special. Sorry.
But regardless, I want to bring up this issue again. Even the time we're spending talking about this, I worry that they're going to like figure out the strike.
That's been a big concern for me, that they'll sit down and talk. And
I have a pitch because like to try and keep this going, we're just going to have to make like more and more asks and like figure out more things that have to be negotiated.
Yeah. And it's tough because Fran's out there putting out literal fires.
Exactly.
So it's hard to get a hold of her.
Yes. But that, I mean, that's good. The longer it takes to get them to the table, but it's just like the sooner they settle it, that's bad for us. I am really hard to buy shoes for.
Wait, why?
I just go in there. I don't like anything. It feels
weird.
Oh,
it's not because you have weird two-sized feet or anything.
No, I just don't. I'm just like, it's on there. It feels kind of weird. And they're like, well, it feels weird because it's new. And
yeah,
like,
you got to break it in. Yeah. And it's like, have you tried? Okay, well, I don't have to break these ones in. I wore these.
Have you tried a size up? Is that the issue? If they're so tight?
Yeah, because I know what my size is.
This is like, true. My father-in-law for a long time hated wearing shoes, and then turns out he was wearing shoes that were two sizes too small.
I smell a movie.
We sold it to Warner Brothers.
I smell a movie.
Yeah, I'm playing so my father-in-law. Good.
You're playing your father.
The size rocks. Is important to me. Lucky number 7. They call it that for a reason.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think that's getting a full picture.
That's
now.
My shoe size. And so I will, if we can
can I say I'm looking at your feet right now?
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong because your toe is coming out of the top of it.
Well, I can say that's better than it staying in there. From my perspective,
I could see that.
Come out.
Yeah. It is an angry purple, your toe. It's better for me if I don't see it.
It's very dangerous to be sitting in the room with Hayes when he has shoes on because pieces of them come shooting off and just and can blast you.
I think if we get to the point where we say like, hey, thanks for all the counter offers. That's really nice. Like we're good to go on pretty much everything. We just need to find some shoes for one of our main writers,
Mr.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Okay. But you're so, isn't it going to be hard for, if you can't find shoes for yourself, how will it be easier for them to find shoes for you?
Well, the genius of the
thank
idea
you. Help me,
is
please.
That it is difficult for them to do.
The
and so
longer
it will
this
extend
goes,
the strike
oh
so that we can finish our cut scene.
Oh my God.
Because the second there's
over,
other movies.
People are
oh my God. Because all the other
movies.
Stuff.
There's movies.
Yeah. Because
movies.
Yeah, because, you know, the old saying, Netflix will release its subscriber viewing numbers before Hayes finds a pair of shoes. That's where that comes
no,
from.
No, I know, yeah. And it's finally applicable to something in my life.
Yeah, so once they get to the table and they're like, thank you for releasing these numbers. Wow, these are huge. Yeah. I don't know why you don't want to share these.
You should be very impressed.
These are amazing.
Congratulations.
More people are watching than you even were suggesting.
Oh my gosh.
People love Kissing Booth 4.
Good to go. Just one little pair of shoes.
Just one other
just
thing.
Just a simple pair of shoes.
Just do this and then we'll close up the strike. We'll put away all these. What are those strike boards called? Shouldn't there be a name for it?
Mm-hmm. Picket sign?
Yeah, that's what they're called. Okay.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.